It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Lots on the Bills today. Amari Cooper and the acquisition of a receiver for the Bills to help this offense. We'll get to Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff in a few minutes here as we prepare for a game night and a set of three games for the Sabres that Joe is 6 points asking for too much. Can I ask for at least four, and I'll settle for five out of six. Mowing all six.
You take four. You take five.
Four
you
be
take,
the, you have to four, take five. Four is the minimum.
Okay.
Five is a coin flip away from six. It's Pittsburgh, Columbus, Chicago. You're better than those teams last year. Columbus, be better than Chicago. Them this year.
I'd like them to win all three.
Get all three. Definitely.
I think I'd like them to win all three. Yeah, get to a winning record.
Beat Pittsburgh.
4-3 on the year. Yeah, Pittsburgh's old. Right? Are they good? They're done, right?
They're 2-2, but no, they're probably not going to be very good.
I think they're pretty thin. I think they're pretty old. I think they're probably a little bit cooked.
Well, we are getting compared to what they have. That time of year where Sabres game nights are routine. It's a Wednesday night hockey. Good.
Yeah.
Could have used it last night, but whatever. Sabres and Penguins tonight. And they looked a lot better on the weekend against Florida, beating the defending cup champs. They got the reverse of what they had in their opener against the Kings, which is the goalie gave them some back.
Yeah.
You get some of those nights, too.
Yeah.
Which you know what they were due for.
I did not go find a Sabre backer bar in New York.
No?
No. There was one, though. We did look it up. We watched the game anyway. And Florida, too. I mean, they didn't have Barkov, right? And they didn't have Kachuk. But give me wins against Florida.
Yep.
Any way you could get them, because they have tough division games all year, and any win you could get against the top three teams, four teams especially, that might look good at the end of the year. Might be helpful at the end of the year.
Tonight's face-off, 7 o'clock. It is Sabres and Penguins. We'll go to the Western Hotline. Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff joins us. Lindy, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Game day. Happy game day.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to it.
Well, I wanted to start off asking you a couple of injury things first, get those out of the way. J.J. Paterka, Zach Benson, where things stand with those two?
J.J. had a good day yesterday. We'll get in there this morning. Probably an optional skate, but see how he's making out. And he's a possibility for tonight. Benson is just dealing with one of those nagging little injuries that you can play with that I think is kind of limiting a little bit, but he is available to play too.
And you decided in the last game against Florida to kind of just limit him a bit because of that? Is it the kind of thing where can it get worse, or is it just about his effectiveness?
I think it's more about effectiveness than anything else. I got down to, in that game, got down to three lines, so I just felt probably for him the way it was going, didn't play him that much.
When it comes to Saturday's game, after Thursday against the Kings, you said you had a lot to like and you're mad about a couple of minutes. How does that compare to Saturday's game against Florida, which was a win and a strong effort pretty much from start to finish?
Yeah, it was almost a mirror image, except for those couple minutes that we had against L.A. I thought we played a strong game away from the puck. Energy was really good inside the game. So really feel that we've got ourselves in a good place and just got to continue to play that way and we'll win hockey games.
I saw that last year, one of the ways that the Florida Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres were the farthest apart was goals generated by the forecheck. The Panthers, that's how they play. That's how they score a lot. And for the Sabres in the last couple of years, that's been something that's been missing. To beat them and to beat them in that way, to me, that was impressive. I want to ask you about that part of the game for this group and whether it's Jordan Greenway or some of the other players you like that can force the issue offensively on the forecheck. How much of a focus that's been?
Well, I think every team does a real good job of identifying what team's strengths are. And I think, Buffalo has been a great team off the rush. So when you're forcing dump ins and you've got to generate chances in different ways, obviously you have to do it by forechecking. I think you can do it with size, you can do it with quickness, you can do it by making sure you outnumber people. But I think we've been getting to pucks quick. Our puck recoveries have been good. We're near the top when it comes to that. So when you look at a guy like Greenway, though, you know, physically they have a tough time handling him down low, and that's where he's most effective. I'd like, and we're going to continue to work on that part of our game, I'd like where we're getting our game to, you know, once we've dumped the puck in.
Lindy Ruff with us on the Wester Hotline. Greenway being an example of that, and also something you wanted to see and talked about after the first couple of games, Lindy, was finishing. Him being low around the net with that goal against the Panthers on this weekend, is that the type of goal you're hoping to see more from the guys like around the net, like kind of crashing the front and also having the ability to finish that? Because that's a top-shelf goal there.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, I'd like to add like a half a goal a game with goals like that. I think if you remember the play where Greenway missed the opportunity off the backside too, where I think it was McLeod who shot past to the backside of the goaltender, those type of goals too, and Greenway had an empty net, would have been a lot easier goal than he scored. But I think, you know, the first opportunity, we've been missing the net too often, which has hurt us. We've talked about that as a team. I think if you hit the net more, the second opportunities are there. But it is getting to the inside in a hurry. I think, you know, another goal would be a great example is the chaos that was created before the Samuelson goal. The opportunities we had around the net, the bodies that were around the net, and then all of a sudden you've got an open guy that's putting a puck almost into an open net.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Sabres play the Penguins tonight. A road trip here, a couple of games, a regular road trip, not an overseas road trip. You know, you've got a couple before coming home next week, Tuesday, against the Dallas Stars. I don't have any way to look this up. How many games have you coached against Sidney Crosby? I mean, he's been around for a long time, and he's been one of the best players of all time, of course. And you've got another look at him and the Penguins tonight.
Yeah, you know, ton of respect for him. Obviously, coaching against him, and actually coaching him in a couple Olympics, where you really get to see what a player is all about when you're behind the bench, you're in practice with him, and I think he's an example of how, you know, he was able to change his game and become a player that was able to, you know, score a lot of goals down low, a tip goal, screen goals, rebound goals. I think Sidney's play below the dots is, for an elite player, is really one of the best in the league when it comes to, you know, trying to score on those types of opportunities. So we know he's still dangerous, and we have to be aware of him. We've got to know where he's at all the time.
This week at practice, Lindy, the story about Dahlin and Krebs, the hit, the fight that happened at practice, if you would even call it a fight at practice, your reaction to that? And is it any different when it's the captain that's involved in something like that?
No, not at all. You know, I think we've put together very competitive practices. And, you know, we're not out there to hurt each other in practice, but we're trying to get in the way of people. We're trying to get into the body. I think on some instances, you know, you're going to see tempers flare a little bit. And I think like on any team, you know, if somebody feels that they've got a cheap shot or they shouldn't have got hit as hard as they got hit in practice, you know, boys will be boys. They'll get mad at each other. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think both players were able to laugh about it afterwards.
When it comes to things you're working on, you know, things you said you've been pretty happy with the last two games at home, LA and Florida. One thing that's not clicking right now, the power play. Is it a matter of just you feel like it's due? Because the Kings game, it felt like you maybe deserved more goals than you got. And the power play, are you feeling like those will come, or are there problems that you're working on fixing?
Yeah, no, there's problems we're working on fixing. I really felt the Kings game, you know, we had, I believe we had 9 high danger opportunities on the power play, and our entries were around 73%, which would be tops in the league. Felt we got a little disconnected in the Florida game. and we didn't get much going on. We're trying to get closer to each other, not so spread out on the power play, and again, more of a 5-on-5 mentality where we're getting more people around the net. I'd like to see our power play get lower, not operate around the top of the circles, but operate really from the hash marks down. So I thought we had a real good practice again yesterday and stressed that area. And we've had some moving pieces, which I think has been a little bit disruptive. I always felt that, you know, once you can find those five guys you keep together and they start working with each other, even on an individual basis on the power play, your power play starts to click. I have no doubt it's going to start to click, and we're going to continue to work on it. And, I think getting JJ back, if we get him back tonight, we're changing the pieces around, but I think he's going to be an important guy for our power play.
Yeah, looking at some of the units that have been on the ice together, either in games or in practice, Lindy, trying to, guess at, or whether you have a philosophy or not, of there being like a number one unit that you want out there all the time versus two maybe more balanced units. I mean, in general, I think you would want two great good units, but do you have a philosophy on that? Like whether you want like one stacked unit versus another?
I think the success on almost every team has come from a unit that is a team's best unit. That would be like an A unit, but you need two good. I think when your first unit goes out there for like a minute 20 and they don't score, that second unit, and then I feel we can really have a good second unit, can chip in goals for us and has a threat of being as good as the first unit. But my philosophy on it is you find your five best guys, and that's the guys you work with and you live with, and they become your best power play.
In terms of Devin Levi's play over the weekend, another strong start, in your opinion, for him?
Yeah, I thought a real strong start. I when I looked at the game, I thought probably one of the best games that we've played in front of Devin. I had a conversation with him even the last 30 minutes. I think we only gave up one opportunity. Third period where maybe we gave up one opportunity. So I think it was a game that I liked him in. He made a couple of really good saves early on in the game for us. But he's looked really good. He's looked quick. He's been great in practice. I like where both goalies have got their game at.